fourth year, my podcast. This is Maya, as I'm sure you know. But I'm here to record episode 2. I want to put forth to the people listening that I'm here live from the recording studio in my university's library, but someone messed up the settings so bad on the computer that I'm like unable to record how I want to. So I'm just recording this through my phone, but I have the room to myself for another hour. So the audio quality should be good without any interruptions with other noises, but it's a bummer that I can't record through the professional equipment. Hopefully I'm gonna try to fix that because it's enraging me a little bit. So I hope if I make kind of like a little bit of like audio errors that it won't be too bad. Anyways, today I wanted to, okay, I had plans to talk about like other kind of frivolous topics that I thought were exciting, but something that's been kind of like on my mind a lot recently is just navigating the dynamic between being a student and having a personal life and also a healthy mindset, because sometimes it can be really hard to navigate both. And like, even though you think it's like quite simple, like it'll catch up to you. Like, I'm obviously speaking from personal experience because I'm like Miss Optimism and I'm just like going through the waves of life, but then sometimes it catches up to me and it's kind of stressful and I don't know what to do. So I'm hoping that if anybody is listening to this with the same problem, it doesn't even have to apply with you're going to university, it's just your work and personal life too. Like, you definitely have to separate it and do some like self-assessments, even if it's like short, to just make sure you're okay, because you can't keep going if you put a band-aid on the problem, is what I'm really trying to put forth here. I want to talk about my experience and hopefully along the way come up with good mechanisms to kind of ease this like concern. But yeah, and I might go into like random topics like after, just on rants. But so the way it started is that I was sitting in class this past week and I was looking at the professor lecturing and I just could not focus. First of all, I was a little bit frazzled because I like miscalculated my time and I was there on time, but I did not get ready at all. It was the first time I went to class without any makeup on or anything. Like, I was actually mortified. I think I wore a hat too, so I can like cover my face. But like, it was scary. And I had work after, so it was like not just like I could leave and it would be okay. But I was so distracted. I felt the weight of so many problems on my back and I was like, I can't focus. So I opened up my computer and I opened up my notes app. And I just wrote down all of the problems that I was feeling, all the concerns. They were not problems. I mean, they were, but like I was labeling them as concerns. And there was 10 of them. And then right after, I put those same numbers, those 10 bullet points, and I thought of possible solutions I can like do to resolve those problems. And it felt good to do that in the short term. I was like, okay, I have somewhere to go. And like, this is like my automatic way of checking in on myself, is just to, you know, put my problems out there and then put the solutions. But the thing is, what I found out later is going back and reading those solutions, I felt like I wasn't dwelling in the problems enough. And I felt like I was moving on too fast. And I was like, I can't just start doing the solutions. Like, I wasn't even bummed out about it that much. Like, I know it's like people think you should move on and like try to resolve yourself and be resilient as quickly as possible. But, and that's what you would think, right? But, and that's usually how I am. This is why I was like, why am I just still bummed out? And the only thing I think of is that I just wanted to have problems and just feel it for a second. And then try to make it better and relax, you know? And even if it was, like, a stressful, like, thought process, I wanted to feel it instead of just moving on. And I feel like people feel the pressure of having to fix yourself and move on fast because either they don't have time to resolve it. And also, they always say that, like, if you want to get into a new relationship, you have to be stable in yourself. And, like, since I'm, like, an actively single person, I was like, I want to not have problems so that if the right person were to come into my life, I wouldn't, you know, miss the opportunity because I have problems. So, like, I always wanted to be problem free so that I could be open to, like, getting to know someone and not have my own things that I'm dealing with. And that's, like, kind of big for me. So that's why I was like, I don't want to ever have problems. But the thing is, I needed to feel the problems in order to get over them, not just automatically fix them. And I just want to tell myself that it's okay to, like, not feel good, because I am very, like, a closed book, like, even to people that are close to me. And I feel bad sometimes because that reflects as just I am just maybe either in a bad mood or I'm just not giving welcoming vibes, which is, like, damaging to myself because I always want to feel like people... No, I always want to put out there that people can talk to me and I can listen to their problems. But when I'm, like, closed off, like, acting closed off like that, obviously people are not going to... I can't expect them to know that they can talk to me all the time when I'm physically presenting, you know, feelings of, or, like, you know, like, standoffishness and isolating myself, because I do it sometimes without knowing, and I'm, like, expecting people to know that they can come to me, but sometimes it looks like you can't come up to me. And this idea was kind of solidified when I was talking to my mom on the phone. My mom, of all people, right? She knows me the best. And she said, like, yeah, when I'm dealing with something, or sometimes not, I look, like, kind of closed offish, but especially when I'm dealing with a problem, I'm very, like, I guess I exude this energy of, like, don't approach me, which is a bummer because sometimes that's how I feel, maybe, like, 20% of the time, but 80% of the time, I would like someone to talk to me and help me get out of it, you know? And I'm not a heavy person. Like, I won't, like, really bum you out telling you my problems. But no one is gonna know that I want them to help me if I don't look like you can approach me. And the thing I'm struggling with is how to show that with still being myself, because it's challenging. And as I've talked about before, I also have, like, a big fear of rejection and, like, self-consciousness. And I just sometimes don't know how to navigate around that. Like, my mindset is kind of simple in the sense that I love to show my best self to my friends and close family, and I want to hear them out. I feel like I'm a good listener, and of course I also want to share my perspective too, but I only like to share personal things about myself when someone asks. Like, I feel, because I also feel that if I share things about myself without someone wanting to hear it, that they're gonna not listen or appreciate to what I'm saying. And this is something that truly defines me, I think. Because I think I'm coming to the conclusion that I really don't like to not be appreciated, because I don't talk that much as it is. And so when I do talk, I really want people to hear me out. And, you know, I can't expect people to interact with me in the way that I specifically want. Like, that's not fair. Like, you can't ask people to, or you can't expect people to just interact with you how you want. You can just do your best and be there for that person. But I don't know. I just want to be, you know, sometimes I feel scared to reach out to someone to be like, hey, can I talk to you about this? Like, that to me just gives me like, I'm scared to do that. But if someone asks like, oh, Maya, how are you? Like, I'll pretty much like, if they seem like they have the time to listen, I will tell them, you know. But that doesn't happen a lot because I feel like I think I'm very positive. And if I am looking like I'm in distress, I think I just kind of isolate myself. And so like it's happened a couple times with my roommate where like she'll see me like maybe visibly kind of like not in the greatest mood. And I'm sure to God that it's like scary for her to ask me like, hey, are you okay? You know, because I'm just like serious, you know. And it does take a lot for you to ask someone like, are you okay? Because you don't know what they're going to say. And then also depending on like how close you're with that person, it's going to affect you too. And that's another thing about me is that like, especially with people that are close to me, their lows are my lows. Like, I can't stress that enough. Like, it's been how I am for a very long time. And it's positive because I'm close to that person, you know, and it's like a way of me showing that I really care for them. But at the same time, depending on the gravity of the situation, but it also affects me. And it's like, sometimes it's hard for me to deal with that unless they give me closure. You know, I want to hear someone out on their problems. But unless they're going to strive to solve that problem, it doesn't have to be immediately, then it's like hard to listen to them because then I'm still feeling the problem. You know, I'd want someone that I offer solutions to or that I give advice to take it or appreciate it. Like, you don't have to take it, but like at least like, you know, acknowledge and say thanks, you know. Like I want that person to be okay, obviously, if I care for them. This is one of the things that's kind of like weighing on me a little bit. I feel like I'm having, it's a personal, 1000% personal thing that I'm just having a hard time like navigating my like mental wellness with myself or with other people, you know. And there's a simple step that I can take, obviously, which is therapy. So, you know, you can always talk to a therapist. I can always talk to a therapist and it'd be great. It's just sometimes it's a little bit hard in my circumstance right now because I'm very busy, but also I could make it happen if I really wanted to. But I kind of get like this sense of like, well, like, you know, like when you're friends with someone or, you know, when you're close with your family, like they'll hear you out in your problems and then like you'll be okay. You know, it's like a closeness thing. And my mom tells me like, or like, you know, other people in my family tell me like, oh, like if you care about that person, or no, if you're close enough, that person doesn't always have to see just all your highs. Like they can see your lows too. And when you get over that hurdle, it's like brings you even closer together. And like that, I think about that a lot. And I think what ends up happening in real life is it's on the one side, on like not me, because I, you know, I hesitate to share my negativity or anything with other people. So I like to, like, I feel very like, you know, I feel good that I can hear other people that are close to me out, you know, and I can help them through their problems. Like that brings me peace. But then I have a problem with me sharing my problems or concerns with other people. And it's hard because I just don't know who I can open up to sometimes. But that's something I have to deal with. That's something I have to even just put myself out there, you know. It's hard, again, because growing up, I got really self-conscious with the friends that I had before, and I felt not appreciated and unheard, and it just in turn made me, you know, go into my shell. But I really want to like defeat that because it's important. It's also about growing, you know. So yeah, that it's been on my mind. And I think honestly, like, even if I can get therapy for like, I don't know, 3 months or something, I'll just do it. Like I have no problem with telling people the story multiple times and just being like, what do you think? Because I also find myself like fixing my own problems, even if it's like over time. And then I'm like, oh, I don't need therapy. But in the moment, it's like nice because someone's holding you accountable. But it, yeah, it's interesting. I'm gonna look into that, honestly. Because at this point, like, why not? It's not like a huge thing either. I used to think like therapy was like a huge deal and you're like, oh my god, like something's really wrong with you if you need therapy. That is not the freaking case. Like, you can get therapy whenever you want. It's just like chill. Like, I don't know. I mean, obviously, like, you have to figure out like through whom and whatnot, but it can be kind of fun, you know. And like, even if you don't really have any severe problems, you can just like talk to a therapist. So that's what I'm trying to think about when I'm thinking of getting therapy. You know, some people call therapy like a paid best friend, which I was like, oh my god, that's so silly. But it's kind of true. Not that it's a paid best friend, but like, it's just someone you pay that are professional and they can handle like, and they can help you through your problems in a professional way, because they have degrees, I assume. But anyways, yeah. Problem solving is definite, or concern resolving is part of navigating your work and personal life. You know, like, I think when you reach a certain age, you strive for self-improvement. As a kid, you're like, what the heck is that? But then you get older and I'm like realizing this is the age. I feel like I've always been very self-aware and quick to solve my problems. But now I'm like, well, I have different problems and they're more like personal, and like, I want to resolve them because I want to be a better person to other people that I meet in my life, or the people that are already in my life. So like, it's necessary, you know, to do self-analysis, and it doesn't have to be like crazy intimidating. You can talk it out, you know, with yourself, like talk to yourself. It's not weird, guys. Or like journal it out, or type it, or like, you know, but just do like a little self, like, what's going on? Am I feeling any concerns? If you're not, totally good, but like, it might come up later. You know, your concern might be why you don't have any concerns. And then you can be like, well, I'm just in peace and harmony. And that's great. So, because that's how I felt for a while. And then sometimes I'm just like, oh, I'm kind of stressed about this. And then I feel like also the busier you get, the more like unresolved concerns you can feel, because it's like you don't have the time to ground yourself and be like, okay, this is something I should think about. But yeah, like, I was like, my problem or my concern list that I made during that class period were ranging different seriousnesses. One was like about like my finances. I'm like not handling them well. I'm like, I gotta resolve that and keep working so I can build up a savings, you know. It was like, one of them was about my future, like when I graduate, what job am I gonna have, and you know, what's my living situation gonna be, you know. And there's also like, oh, I'm like not eating good, you know, because I'm coming to work and I'm having these long blocks and I'm not packing myself snacks and I'm hungry, you know. So it can be like a range of things. It could also be like, oh my gosh, I've been wanting to get that, I don't know, that phone case for so long, and I'm putting it off and I'm frustrated because I just need to do it, you know. So just like a little self-check-in is always beneficial, in my opinion. You know, because you need to just make sure you're doing okay. But if you are doing okay, that's totally fine too. I hope like me saying all this is not like too heavy, and it's like just could be used as like a self-analysis and good well-being check-in, because I have to do it, you know. So it's like, might as well, without giving too much detail about myself to the entire world. The win I had recently was publishing my first episode, so that was really nice. And it's really like, it's kind of like, it's like freeing, But then also, like, oh, like, is someone gonna hear all this and, like, wonder who I am? And then, like, be like, you know, who is this chick? And she's just talking about her mind and her problems. Not her problems, but, like, her thoughts all the time. Like, okay. I hope that people can relate, because that's kind of, like, the point. I talked about in the first episode, like, connections and, like, you know, the human connection and relatability and stuff like that. Because I feel like ultimately that's the point of this, like, podcast and what I'm saying. And it's also just a hobby, guys. Also, I'll be real. It's also a hobby and it's really fun. So, like, if you want to do that, it's okay. The steps to me doing this was not that hard. Like, you can definitely look it up. I was, like, 1000%, like, self-driven and just I looked stuff up and then it happened. So, it's worth it. But anyways, something I want to do more is, oh my gosh, I'm putting off my painting so much. Like, I finished a painting recently that was sitting there for a while, but I was like, barely, like, I just did one thing and then I'm done. I'm like, should I add more to it? I just need to buy more canvases and start painting. Like, even if it's not, because I think I mentioned it before that, like, since I'm a bio major, I'm kind of, like, a little bit overly critical now. So, like, painting is kind of, like, frustrating because I'm like, it has to look good or anatomically correct, or at least when you squint, it looks nice, you know? And it's, like, hard because I don't even know really my painting style either. Like, I do a lot of, like, still lifes, but I'm like, some are realistic, some are so not. And I'm just like, what is going on? But I found a cool, like, method of painting-ish. I like to use a palette knife, which is just like a flat metal little spatula looking thing, and I just like put a whole bunch of paint on the canvas and also the paint palette, and I just like smear a whole bunch in like different directions, and it looks really cool. Like, it looks like chaotic but like also geometric and then like textured. It's really cool. I think I want to start doing that as the background to each of my paintings because I really like it. Just like different color combos is really cool too. And like, I also one time I finished this other painting, and I have those like smart light bulbs in my room, and I was like, the background was red and blue, and so I started to like change the lights to both blue and red, and then like purple, and then like different parts of the background were being revealed, you know what I mean? Like I would turn the red light on and then you can only see the blue parts, and then you would turn the blue light on, you can only see the red. It was really cool. It was like kind of trippy. I want to do something like that again. That was really cool. I know, like, people do, like, painting challenges to, like, kind of, like, see what's up and what they like to do. If I had the time, I would do it. I think, like, I have to allot some time to be creative these days. And it's like, oh, my God, do you guys use Google Calendar? Like, that thing is so useful. I used to not. I used to just, like, write things out on, what's it called? Like, Google Notes or Google Keep. And then just, like, bullet point it. But I'm like, might as well utilize the, you know, the things that are offered in when you have Google, the Google Suite. But, yeah, I need to get on that. I also, like, one of those things that was, like, on my concern list was, like, I have this pressure on myself to work out all the time. And I don't do it. It's just, like, I find it so hard to be like a gym person, also because the closest gym to me is like on campus, which it's free, but it's hard because there's a lot of like gym bros there and a lot of people, and it's sweaty and chaotic, and then I'm just like, oh, I can't use this machine. It's a lot, you know. And also I don't have like a set routine, but I do, and I used to, like, over the summer I was working out and I was doing like, I had a little thing, a little routine going with a resistance band or whatever. But then I stopped because I got so busy and I'm like, dang. But like, the desire to look physically fit and toned is like so great in my mind. So like, I need to do something about that. I think the solution I made up was like, just start slow and like work out 3 times a week for like 20 minutes or whatever. I need to do that because also I'm like, oh, should I go hiking? But that's more of a cardio thing, which I don't really think I need cardio at this point. I just want strength training. So I'm gonna see how I go about that. Also, see, life is about you seeing how you're gonna go about that. Like, you know, you have a plan, I think for me personally, the more detailed, the better. But it's hard because it's like the accountability, man. Like, if you're not holding yourself accountable, it's like that never happens. So I gotta be like, do it this day at this time. And there comes the Google Calendar to see when I have time. I'm gonna do it. I think this was just a little bit of a rough start to the quarter, so I'm a little frazzled and I'm getting used to my work schedule and my classes, but things are gonna start to kick in this coming week. I'm gonna start to be proactive and work on my mental health and my social health, if that's even a thing. And we're gonna do it, you know, because Lord God is life, like, coming in waves. Like, you know, like, you're up and then you're down and you're up and then you're down. So, like, you know, sometimes you feel motivated, sometimes you don't. Sometimes you don't even have the time to feel motivated or not. Like, it just happens in that way. But when you do feel motivated, I think you can do as much as you can to, like, set yourself up for when you don't feel motivated. And but also, when you don't feel motivated, it's okay to, like, dwell in that. Like, just be kind to yourself, you know what I mean? And being kind to yourself can be multiple things. It can be, like, dwelling in the negativity. It's okay. Maybe not forever, obviously. It can be you're on a really strict, like, gym diet and you're like, gosh darn it, I should not pull out that tub of Nutella and eat some, but I will because I don't feel good mentally, so I'm gonna do it for myself. And I'm not speaking from personal experience on that. So just do things that make you happy in that moment, you know. You gotta just listen to your mental voice in there. You know, I found out recently that some people don't have, like, an inner monologue, which I found, like, a little severely concerning, because mine is actually so loud sometimes I feel like you can hear it from outside of my body. But some people don't have them. Like, how do you think? How do you have thoughts? Like, unless I'm interpreting this wrong, like, when you read, do you hear a voice? Like, I don't, you know? It's a little crazy. Like, I feel like it made me, like, reassess myself, because I'm like, my inner monologue is so loud. You know, when I was, like, a little girl, my inner monologue was in the voice of my voice now. Guys, think about that. That's creepy, guys. Like, I was little. I obviously had a little girl voice. But when I would think, it was how my voice sounds now. Are we grasping that? Because that's a little insane. Like, future, like, how was that physically possible? I also have this thing where sometimes I remember childhood memories in a different point of view. I'm speaking so loud, pretty sure everybody outside can hear me, but it's insane. Like, whose perspective is that, guys? I was the one, like, I have, for example, this image of my dad throwing me up in the air and, like, catching me, and we were, like, outside the garage, and I remember that point of view from someone standing next to us. Like, how is that possible? I don't understand. So the mysteries of the mind, maybe that's gonna be another episode, the mysteries of my mind, or it can be in this episode. How long have I been recording for? Oh, 28 minutes, perfect. I do have quite a lot of, you know, I take the Patrick Starr quote, "My mind is an enigma," very seriously, because I feel like it's true. like, what? Like, those things I just said, and then, like, I also have this thing called synesthesia, right? Like, people can correlate names or numbers with colors. I have the color one. I just do colors, you know. So people's names or people themselves or words or numbers or whatever, I can correlate with the color, which I think is really cool. And it's really, it makes school easy because I get to, like, pick my notebook colors and highlighter stuff according to what I think. But that's not really, like, that useful or unique, I think. Because people have synesthesia with, like musical synesthesia, I think. And it's like they can correlate. I don't know. It's a little crazy. There's things out there. But the thing that I'm like, oh my God, is the point of view thing, the perspective thing. Because how the hell is that humanly possible? Because then it's like people like bring like, oh, like guardian angels, like they're really, but like what? Like that guardian angel put their POV in my head, and like now that, like how does that work? But what I'm coming to the conclusion just now is that like the way like my mind is like super active and like how I'm so self-aware, it's like leads me to overthink every single thing about my life, which is a bummer because it's like, shut up, you know. And especially because I just said my inner monologue's like Ashley through the roof volume, like it's like I can always hear it. So like, you know, we usually agree, me and my inner monologue. I think if we were to disagree, that would be slightly more chaotic. But it's just like I overanalyze everything, and sometimes I don't want to do that. I just want to like be a living, breathing, simple person. But then it's like, you know, like, oh, let's do another analysis on that after I just like said hi to someone on the bus. Like, no, we don't have to analyze that. We can just live and keep going. But sometimes like you have to just like step back and appreciate it, be like, oh, this is who I am, and I think a lot. Because it's cool. The way everybody's mind works is different, and it's like cool. You know, you gotta appreciate that and be like, yeah, my mind's pretty cool. And sharing that mind with other people is also pretty cool. So don't be afraid to do that. I'm working on that. I don't want to be afraid to share with people my mind. Because it's very like, I consider my mind like an onion with many layers. why did I say it like that? But it is like, there's a lot of like, layers to my personality, to my thought process, to my hobbies and interests. And the only way I feel like if you're kind of like if you're like a quiet person in the beginning and then, but you want to speak a lot, I feel like it's cool to just move forth and share with people your thoughts. And even if you crash and burn, you can laugh it off and it's silly. You know, at this point, I'm trying to take it way less seriously because you'll find that people feel the same way. They just, and like, if anything, it's like a bonding thing. They're like, oh, I didn't know like you were like that. But in a good way. That sounded like, oh, I didn't know you were like that. But like, you know, like, for example, like I have very, like in class, let's just say, I have very standoffish energy. Like I'm zoned in, I'm looking forward, I have a serious face. But it's like, if someone, like, if I were to lean over and be like, did you understand what he just said in the last, or like, what was the last word he just said? I didn't hear it. And then he says it right there. And then the person's like, oh, he just said it. I'm like, oh, thank you. Or imagine doing that and the person doesn't hear you. And then you're just like, oh my God. And then you lean over to the other person next to you and you're like, say the same thing. And then they respond. And then they noticed how like you told that person that didn't respond. And then they like laugh and they're like, oh my God, like I got you. Like that was actually so funny. And you're like, that was crazy. So it's okay, you know, like, it's okay to just live and be a human. And like, you know, the fear of rejection is very great. I acknowledge, especially in myself, but you can do it. You can do it. And that's something I need to take for myself, is I can do it. Like I can just be and live and be silly, because like I'm like that with myself. You know what I mean? Like sometimes you're different with your own self than you are with other people, but I'm sensing that I need to be with other people how I am with myself, because I really love myself and I know how I work, and it's really great knowing myself. And so other people would think that it's great knowing me if they knew myself through myself's eyes. What's that? But you get it, right? Like you understand what I'm trying to say. So yeah, that's the all that I just said, all the ideas, I'm not going to summarize it, but that is the theme of today's episode. And just check in on yourself, be kind to yourself, and be true to yourself. These are so, I feel like I've been ending the episodes with such broad and already known facts, but it's because I'm coming to the conclusion of that of myself just now. And I'm just like, you know, so it needs to be said again sometimes. But anyways, I'll catch you guys in the next episode, and I'll give you some updates on how I feel and how my concerns are going. But for now, take it easy on yourself, and I'll catch you in the next one. Bye. Thank you.